Ever wonder what keeps those planes up in the air? I mean, we all love a good travel deal, but
You're right.
there's a whole hidden world of engineering and maintenance that makes those trips possible. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the engine maintenance market,
Okay.
specifically for narrow-body aircraft,
All right.
like the Boeing 737s and Airbus A320s you probably fly on all the time.
Yeah, the ones we all know and love.
Exactly.
And it's a fascinating time for this market.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Aviation Maintenance Magazine, they're painting a picture of booming demand, but also
Yeah.
some unexpected turbulence.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit. The article mentions a post-pandemic travel rebound.
Right.
Is that really having such a big impact on engine maintenance?
It's huge. It's not just that people are flying again,
No.
it's the sheer volume of flights, right?
Yes.
And the pressure on airlines to keep their planes in service.
Right.
And this is especially true for narrow body aircraft. The workhorses of short and medium haul flights,
Okay.
they're in high demand, which means those engines
Yeah.
are racking up some serious mileage.
That makes sense, right? More flights, more wear and tear, more maintenance needed.
Exactly.
But the article also talks about bottlenecks. What's going on there?
So imagine this.
Yeah.
You're an airline, right?
Okay.
And a critical engine part that used to take, say, 6 weeks to arrive now has a lead time of nearly 6 months.
Wow.
That's the reality airlines are facing due to lingering supply chain issues from the pandemic.
6 months. That's throwing a wrench into things, literally.
Literally, yeah.
No wonder the article calls this a bottleneck.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just the wait times.
Okay.
We also have to
Yep.
consider
Yeah.
remember the CFM 506 engine?
Vaguely. Yeah. Refresh my memory. What is that again?
That's the AE dominant engine for narrow body aircraft,
Okay.
known for its reliability, which is why it's everywhere. But there's
Yeah.
a catch. As fleets age, maintaining these engines, especially with the current demand,
Yeah.
is becoming a major challenge.
So it's like everyone's driving a classic car,
Right.
but good luck finding parts for it.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah.
The surge in demand, combined with the fact that these CFM56s are getting up there in years,
Right.
has put a strain on the entire supply chain for parts.
Wow.
And that's before we even get to the shortage of skilled technicians.
Hold on, let's talk about that.
Okay.
The article mentions a staffing squeeze. What's contributing to that?
Well, picture this.
Okay.
You've been working on these complex machines for decades.
Yeah.
You're an expert in your field, right?
Right.
What happens when it's time for folks like that to retire?
Sounds like a whole lot of experience walking out the door.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And attracting younger generations to these roles is proving tough. It's really tough.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the pay, though that's a factor.
Right.
These jobs require incredible skill,
Yeah.
precision, and often
Yeah.
the willingness to work in really demanding environments. I mean, we're talking about the safety and functionality of an aircraft here.
Yeah.
It's high stakes.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, big time.
And I imagine those newer engine models, like the CFM LAP mentioned in the article, require even more specialized knowledge, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
The LAP engine, while more fuel efficient, relies heavily on digital diagnostics and software.
Wow.
It's a completely different ballgame from the more mechanical CFM56.
Okay.
So you've got this shrinking pool of experienced technicians
Right.
and a growing need for expertise in these new technologies.
That sounds like a major workforce challenge. So,
Yeah.
how are these engine maintenance companies adapting? It sounds like they're walking a tightrope
Yeah.
between the old and the new tech and not enough hands to handle it all.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And all of this, of course, has a
Yeah.
ripple effect on costs.
Right. Because skilled labor doesn't come cheap,
Right.
and neither do those specialized parts.
Exactly. And Wasim Akhtar, director of engines at AJW Group,
Yeah.
he's quoted in the article saying catalog prices for new engine parts have already climbed by about 12%.
Wow.
And because demand is so high,
Yeah.
used parts are also through the roof.
So it's a double whammy for these airlines.
Yeah.
They're stuck between this rocketing cost of maintenance and the pressure to keep those planes flying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is where that life cycle of the CFM56 engine gets really interesting.
Okay. Back to our trusty but aging workhorse.
Right. Think of it like this.
Okay.
The older those engines get,
Yeah.
the more frequent and complex the maintenance.
Correct.
It's like a vintage car, right?
Right.
It might still run,
Yeah.
but it needs a lot more TLC to keep going. And that TLC isn't cheap.
So airlines are stuck maintaining these older planes, even with the allure of these shiny new LEU engines.
Right.
Speaking of which, how is that transition going? It must be tricky with all these other
It
challenges.
is, yeah.
Yeah.
The LEP engine is definitely more fuel efficient,
Okay.
but it's also far more digitally complex.
Yeah, right. Some technicians who've been working on CFM56s for years are now having to learn a whole new set of skills.
It's like switching from a flip phone to managing a server farm.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Right.
And it's not just about individual skills either.
Okay.
The article mentions that companies like StandardAero and Aero Norway are already investing heavily in infrastructure and training to handle the LEEP engine.
So they're kind of getting ahead of the curve,
yes,
preparing for the future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this shift also brings up another fascinating aspect, engine leasing.
Okay, remind me why this is such a game changer.
Okay.
It's like renting a car, right?
Sort of.
Yeah.
You get the wheels without the hassle of ownership.
Right.
So by leasing engines, airlines can avoid those massive upfront costs of buying and maintaining them.
Okay.
The leasing company takes on a lot of that responsibility and risk.
Interesting. So it's like outsourcing the engine headaches.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of ripple effects does that have on the maintenance side of things? That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Will leasing companies, now responsible for maintenance,
yeah,
push for standardized practices across the board?
Okay.
What happens to innovation if engine manufacturers have less control over how their products are maintained?
Those are some serious questions to consider.
Yeah.
It sounds like this leasing trend could really shake things up in the industry.
Definitely.
But let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
We've covered the current demand, the challenges, the emerging technologies.
Right.
What's the overall outlook,
yep,
for the future of narrow-body engine maintenance?
Well, you know, the article paints a picture of cautious optimism.
Okay.
The demand for air travel isn't going away anytime soon.
Right.
And with it, the need for engine maintenance, it's only going to grow.
So those companies we talked about,
yeah,
StandardAero, MTU Maintenance, Aero Norway,
right,
they're all vying for a piece of a growing pie.
Yeah.
But they're going to need to adapt to survive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the article highlights a few key trends that will shape the future of the industry.
Okay. Like what?
Well, one of them is the increasing role of technology.
Oh, okay.
And not just in the engines themselves.
Right.
We're talking data analytics,
uh-huh,
automation, even robotics.
Wow.
To try and streamline maintenance.
Okay.
And hopefully tackle those long lead times.
So it's like bringing the engine shop into the digital age.
Exactly.
That's fascinating how this technological evolution is happening alongside this potential shift in the business model.
Right.
With engine leasing.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if we'll see more partnerships and collaborations within the industry as a result.
Absolutely. I mean, in a way, the industry is being forced to innovate,
right,
on multiple fronts simultaneously. So, mm-hmm, it's fascinating to observe.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It's so easy to take for granted the complexity of what happens behind the scenes.
Right.
To keep those planes flying, you know.
It's crazy.
But as we've learned today, it's a delicate dance of skilled labor, global supply chains, rapidly evolving technology.
Absolutely.
All working in concert.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real testament to human ingenuity.
It really is.
Yeah. And I think the next time you board a narrow-body jet, you can impress your fellow passengers with your newfound knowledge of the intricate world of engine maintenance.
Right.
Yeah.
You might even inspire someone to consider a career in aviation maintenance.
There you go.
But even if you don't, at least you'll have a newfound appreciation,
yeah,
for all the work that goes into getting you from point A to point B safely and efficiently.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this fascinating deep dive.
My pleasure.